cloudy skies in your forecast tonight, lows 64 to 68. A mix of clouds and sunshine tomorrow with a shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon. Highs ranging between 80 and 84. Mostly cloudy tomorrow night, a humid night with showers possible, and lows ranging between 62 and 67. Then for Sunday, partly cloudy with showers, highs 76 to 84. For AccuWeather.com, I'm Sarah Lauer.
Sully.
I'm here on the ground with my nose in it since the whole thing began.
A 40-year-old man so concerned about your rights, he fought for you to buy beer on Sundays. God bless him.
First step in solving any problem.
From a 404 number, it's The Sully Show, live on Talk Radio 640 WGST.
It's a great day in the radio industry, and it's a great day here in Snellville. We're broadcasting live on the town green just in front of Snellville City Hall, and it is time now for our weekly tech segment with Rick Limpert. You can follow him on Twitter, his handle there, Rick Roswell. He writes a daily technology column for Examiner.com, and some, including myself, refer to him as the number one sports technology writer in the United States of America. Rick Limpert, how are you today, sir?
I'm doing well, Sully. Happy Friday to you, and hope everything's going well in there in Snellville.
It is a beautiful, beautiful day.
Well, great. As you know, I'm just back from Atlantic City, and as the people in Snellville might tell you, the cities and municipalities now are putting a big premium on social media and promoting their cities, their attractions, their tourism and travel board. And Atlantic City, I learned up there, is really on board with this. Not only do they have a website, a great website at DualAtlanticCity.com, but they are active on just about every platform in social media, Facebook, Twitter, to Instagram, Pinterest, and they are really selling the city and to the people on social media. It's really interesting how they're on board with that and really putting an emphasis on that. So that was some of the takeaways from that trip up there.
I like that their slogan is Atlantic City, don't stop believing.
Yeah, they've gotten some bad press, but they say that they think this is a natural correction to kind of the growth, and what's going to survive up there are the strong casinos and the hotels, everything new, and they got 18 great golf courses, so just a great trip up there. And kind of piggybacking off of that, as we talk about our news topics of the week, big honor for Hartsfield-Jackson Airport. They were ranked this week as the top airport for amenities. And a lot of these are technology related in that they have lots of charging stations. They're active on social media. They have the plane train, the cell phone lot, water bottle filling stations. People haven't noticed that. Automated passport kiosks. So Hartsfield got a bad rap for a while there too when they didn't have the free Wi-Fi. Now they have that. But they have a lot of amenities at the world's biggest airport. And we're kind of lucky to have that airport to fly out of.
Absolutely. Rick Limpert is with us, his weekly technology segment here on Talk Radio 640 WGST.
Moving on, so I know this one is, as the population ages here, there's now a smart wheelchair, if you can believe that or not. It's basically a wheelchair from a project called the Connected Wheelchair Project that will steer. It's got a video screen on it, and everything's taken care of through a screen on a wheelchair, so it's not really run by an app per se, but a high-tech wheelchair now is ready to hit the market, and as the baby boomers age and a lot of people will be needing assistance, I think that once it becomes affordable and out, the smart wheelchair is going to be something cool to watch out for. And also this week, a couple things people need to be on the lookout for. If they use Chrome, the browser Chrome, the browser that's owned by Google, make sure you download the latest release. It's release 38, because on the previous releases, if you haven't upgraded, there's 159 security flaws that people have encountered. So updating and getting current with the new version of Chrome 38 will eliminate all of that. So just a word of warning to your listeners. So,
and how about the router owners suffering? massive outage here with Belkin.
Yeah, I don't know if people noticed it or not, but Belkin is one of the leading router makers. We all have wireless internet in our homes and offices, and there was a hack on Belkin's router system in the last 10 days or so. So maybe you noticed some outages, your router running a little slower. Some people, maybe it still is. There were some issues last week. Belkin has corrected this problem, and they're working on it for the people that haven't had the problem corrected yet. So they're pushing this update to routers around the world, around the country, and that will solve a lot of problems, hopefully, with people that use Belkin routers. Because I have a couple routers in my house, and one of them is a Belkin, and I didn't notice any problem. It didn't affect everybody, I guess, but for people and businesses that have Belkin routers, be on the lookout. And kind of finally, so I'll be next week, next Friday, I'm going to a, here in Atlanta, they're having a safe driving day, and they're setting up a course where they're going to demonstrate safe driving with cell phones. And there's a study out now where hands-free calling and people that use Siri or speak into the phone, they're saying that's almost as dangerous as typing on your phone. This is just more evidence and many more facts that show that we're distracted when we drive, causes a lot of accidents. We're using our smartphones. I say do use that as a minimum. You know, people talk on their smartphones. We're definitely not allowed to text and to look at search the web on our phones while driving. But again, we're warning people to concentrate on driving. And so you may just want to keep your cell phone in the seat next year in the console while you're driving, especially in the bad traffic here in Atlanta. So a little word of warning, and I'll have more on this probably next week.
All right, Rick Glimpert with us for his weekly technology segment here on 640 WGST. Again, you can follow him on Twitter. His handle is Rick Roswell. You can check him out on his website, ricklimpert.info, and be sure to follow GA followers on Twitter. Rick contributing some content to those guys at gafollowers.com. Rick, thanks, and have a great weekend.
So be safe out there on your way back from Stelga. I hope you're having a good time out there.
Absolutely, a great time. The town green right out in front of City Hall. Tom Witz, Barbara Bender on the City Council. They're with us next on 640 WGST.